News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Report Card 2026 launches today, specifically the report card by the Children's Rights Alliance, assessing how well the government has done in terms of its commitments in things like early year supports, education, housing, homelessness, mental health and child protection. With us is Policy Director of the Children's Rights Alliance, Naomi Feely. Naomi, just looking at some of the criteria that you have applied, a lot of D's.
Good morning, Anton. Yes, so what we can see is the Children's Rights Alliance has examined five key areas that we would like to see the government take action on over the lifetime of the programme for government. We've seen a substantial number of Ds, but also the vast majority of grades are actually Cs, and we've seen just one B minus grade for the government in this year's edition of Report Card.
It would seem that many of the Ds are related to broader systemic problems, specifically the housing crisis. You've said that there's challenges for social housing, there's challenges in respect of homeless prevention, and there's significant challenges when it comes to international protection accommodation.
Absolutely. And I don't think this will be of any surprise to your listeners this morning, Anton, that we've given the government 4 Ds in the area of housing. We are all only too aware of the fact that over 5,000 children are now living in emergency accommodation. Now, we do recognise that the government has made a positive step, particularly last year when they launched their new housing strategy to develop a Child and Family Homelessness Action Plan. So the government is finally acknowledging that they need to take action to support families experiencing homelessness. Perhaps the most disappointing grade that we've awarded is for the government's record on building new social housing. So we saw over 12 months ago when the programme for government was published that the government promised to build on average 12,000 new social homes each year. However, what we saw by the end of last year, they had built just over 9,000 new social homes. We already know so that they are 3,000 new homes behind. We really need to see the government ramp up action on building new social housing, because we know that that could really unlock many of the issues that are happening across the housing system.
Naomi,
time
is against us there. Naomi, thank you very much. That is Dr. Naomi Feely, who is Policy Director of the Children's Rights Alliance.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.